Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Legislation to restrict the authority of state agencies has passed the Michigan House and is making its way through the Senate. House Bill 4205 would not let agency rules be any stricter than federal rules without proof that it's necessary. Environmental groups are concerned. As the Great Lakes State, past legislatures have embraced a role of being a guardian of the lakes. Stricter agency rules were seen as part of the state being a good steward and an example for other states. Representative Tristan Cole is the sponsor of the legislation, and he joins us now. Welcome.
How are you, Lester?
Just fine. This bill would require the legislature to make any decisions on rules that could exceed federal regulations. Why does the state need this?
Well, you know, one of the things when I came to Lansing a couple of years ago that I learned very quickly was many of the regulations and the situations that people were frustrated with did not come through the state legislature. They were administrative rules that were passed by departments with little to no input or oversight from the state legislature. So I went to work talking with my colleagues, working through language to have the voice of the people, the elected representatives and senators, be the ones that were moving laws forward, because these administrative rules, they have the power of law. There were rules being passed that didn't make sense and were overly restrictive to the business community and to individuals.
You were quoted in Gongwer saying this prevents unelected bureaucrats from making rules. But those unelected bureaucrats are scientists and experts in these areas. So how does this bill affect their ability to do their job?
Well, what this bill does is the language says they have to provide clear and convincing evidence that the rule is necessary. It doesn't stop them with a factual scientific background to enact rules that are stricter than federal guidelines. In fact, in many cases, it's very important. It just raises the bar for the justification for those increased regulations and rules. This piece of legislation does not in any way restrict the legislature from enacting any law or rule that they see fit to do. And so it is not hindering the state's ability or obligation to protect the environment or to have very strict regulations in place.
Vice President Mike Pence, late last year when he was still governor of Indiana, vetoed legislation similar to this. I also should say that Governor Snyder vetoed legislation similar to this. Pence cited the lessons of Flint and the need to rebuild the citizens' trust when he explained his veto. What do you think of his concerns?
I've worked very closely with the administration, the executive branch, on this piece of legislation. So in cases of an emergency or situations like a Flint, can be addressed through the administrative rule process. Look how fast the legislature acted, which was much faster than the administrative rule process in the case of the Flint emergency. And so I would argue the legislature's better equipped and can act in a more expedient fashion than the rulemaking process through the departments.
Well, that rulemaking process is there for a reason, though, right? To make sure that it is sound science and we get public feedback.
Well, that is the perceived intent, but that is not always the case. Let's look at the case of a piece of legislation of mine that was vetoed by the governor last year regarding morel mushrooms. The Department of Agriculture adopted the Federal Food Code administrative rules. This did not come through the legislature, which made it illegal for someone to sell morel mushrooms to food establishments where the chef has a relationship with somebody that finds the mushrooms and they use them in their culinary creations. The department was opposed to it because they cited a rash of poisonings and safety hazards for public safety. Well, I looked into that and found out, as a matter of fact, there have been absolutely zero wild mushroom poisonings in any of the thousands and thousands of public food establishments in Michigan. Yet there has been an increase in wild mushroom poisonings, but they are all in private homes and residences. This is an example of an administrative rule that went above and beyond federal regulations, yet did not come through the legislature for approval.
You've made the business case for this really well. How does this legislation help the health and well-being of your constituents?
It provides a greater voice for their legislator to make the decisions on legislation rather than the unelected bureaucrats. The other thing that this does is it creates a stable environment for our business community. When you put regulations out there that departments can just arbitrarily put rules in place, that destabilizes the regulatory environment. Now, if it comes to the legislature, there's a clear and open process that is available to constituents through their elected representatives and senators to have input on what it would do to the business climate.
Representative Tristan Cole is the sponsor of HB 4205, which would restrict state agencies from making rules that go beyond federal rules. Thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. And I just want to make sure that we're very clear. This does not bind the hands of the state when it comes through the legislative process to enact rules that are stricter than the federal government. And also, it does not restrict the departments from increasing regulations where it is needed and appropriate. There's just a higher threshold for justification, which, if it's based on science and fact, that should be easily met.
Got it. Let's turn now to a group which has concerns about the higher bar for state agency rules to go beyond federal rules. Sean Hammond is with the Michigan Environmental Council. So why are you opposed to keeping Michigan's rules in line with federal rules or closer to federal rules?
At the basic level, our opposition stems from the fact that the federal government sets floors. So the federal government, when they come out and set any standard, any rulemaking, it's designed to be a floor. It's designed to be kind of the bare minimum to protect public health. It doesn't take into account any local health studies or local economics. So the federal government is not a place where we want to kick our protecting Michigan citizens when we have a better idea of what we need to protect our own public health.
This bill indicates state agencies can exceed federal regulations if the director can show there's a preponderance of evidence that it's necessary. Otherwise, it has to go through the legislature. So what's wrong with making sure the people we elect are convinced it's necessary to have rules stricter than federal standards?
First, it's a clear and convincing need that the agencies would need to meet, not a preponderance of the evidence. That was a change that was reverted on the House floor after committee. And they also have to state exceptional circumstances that necessitate the more stringent standard. So really what our concern with that is litigation. The clear and convincing standard is actually a legal standard and is defined as somewhere between preponderance of the evidence and beyond a reasonable doubt. So somewhere between 51% and less than 99% sure that we need this. So that creates this huge possibility of legal challenge, where we will be in every single rulemaking unless every single party is satisfied, which there's never a rulemaking where 100% of people are 100% happy. They could tie up a rulemaking beyond its normal 18-month to two-year timeline, another 5 years or so, if not more, on complicated rulemakings, and cost the state hundreds of thousands of dollars on a standard rule and millions on some rules like cleanup criteria or drinking water standards.
Let's take a real-life example here. Governor Snyder wants to have stricter state laws than federal restrictions on lead levels in water. How do you think this legislation would affect that work?
We think that would make it significantly harder to do because we need to figure out what do we need to prove. There's clearly in this case an applicable federal standard, though there might not be in other situations. Do we have to have clear and convincing evidence that the federal government standard is not protective, or do we need clear and convincing evidence that the new standard meets the best science? And we're not sure what question exactly the court would go after on that particular case, but we think it makes it significantly more difficult to do any kind of standard. And I'll take it another step with the PFC, PFAS situations we're seeing in Plainfield Township, Grayling, Skoda, and now Alpena. There is a federal guidance level on that. Is that an applicable standard? Many states have set more stringent drinking water standards than that. How do we go about making a protection of public health on that issue?
Several states have already have laws like this proposal on the books. Have there been any real-world examples showing there's a definitive downside to keeping state rules basically in line with federal rules?
So looking at the states that do have something like this, Michigan's would be probably the second most restrictive overall. The first most restrictive is Kentucky, but I think their bar is lower to clear in our read. No other state has this blanket across all of state government. The only exception here is education rules. So this is one where the cross-state government, no matter what the agency is, that could be agriculture and fertilizer rules or the environmental rules or some positive things like timelines for wetland permitting is in our rulemaking. But then we also have rules on things like pickle sizing. Would this be affected? We're not sure because what happens if there isn't an applicable federal standard? Do we have the authority to go above and beyond that? This is all litigation, and it will continue to add to that bill the broader this is. So we would be, like I said, we would be one of the strictest states if this were to go through in terms of a no stricter than federal bar.
Sean Hammond is Deputy Policy Director of the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.